You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Michigan Freedom Fund's website describes the group as supporting political conservatives who beat up bad policy that favors big business, big banks, big Wall Street bailouts, and big government. Last week, the chairman of the group, Greg McNeely, wrote an opinion piece in the Detroit News calling some Democrats hypocrites because they've been lecturing Republicans about the need to distance themselves from their presidential nominee, Donald Trump, while at the same time making campaign donations to Democratic State Representative Brian Banks. Here's why that's a problem. This week, Representative Banks was arraigned on charges related to using false pay stubs while trying to obtain a bank loan. He faces felony and misdemeanor charges. According to a report by Kathleen Gray at the Free Press, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette also charged Banks with being a habitual offender because of prior felonies. Joining us to discuss the opinion piece is Tony Daunt. He's the executive director of Michigan Freedom Fund. So the charges against Representative Banks have been reported. What's the main point of the Michigan Freedom Fund opinion piece here?
Well, I think Greg's column laid it out pretty concisely that you've got an individual who came into office as an 8-time convicted felon and was, through whatever machinations, was allowed to be seated and given a second chance, and has somehow decided that he wanted to throw that away, and he's been involved in additional fraudulent activity. He's got a sexual harassment charge from a former staffer that he settled just recently. You know, these are serious allegations, and it's really troubling that somebody in a position of, you know, dealing with the public fisc, dealing with public policy, who is that reckless in his behavior, that he would not only be allowed, you know, that he would be reelected, that people here in Lansing who are well aware of his behavior would get behind him with 100% of their effort, financially, politically, and through efforts involving going and knocking on doors even. So it's real troubling.
I see two different issues here you're talking about. One is the voters' decision to elect a man who had been convicted before, and despite the charges being known, Banks won his primary race this year, so it appears his constituents are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, presumed innocent until proven guilty. If the voters want him, and he's not yet been convicted on these later charges, do you believe the voters and the Democrats who've donated to his campaign have some wiggle room to justify their decisions?
No, not at all. Just because you know, my parents always told me, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. And, you know, we all here know how campaigns work. And Brian Banks faced a competitive primary. And so obviously there were people within the district who wanted to remove him. And what's troubling is that the people in Lansing, the leadership, people like Sam Singh from East Lansing, Curtis Hertel from the Lansing area, party leaders like Tim Grimmel and Brandon Dillon, they all are aware of his behavior. They're aware that his constituents mounted a challenge to him, and yet they still came in with their full force of incumbency and defended him, gave him money, and really helped get him over the finish line.
It appears these donations were made well before the most recent charges were filed. Does that change the issue in your view?
No, not at all, because, again, he was convicted. He's an 8-time felon, and he has a sexual harassment is a very serious issue. And not only did he make, you know, sexual innuendos towards his staffer when they were rejected, he then fired him. You know, it's all in the public record. He settled this case. Between the amount paid to the individual and the amount it cost the state of Michigan to defend him as a state representative, it's $100,000 of taxpayer money that went to basically defend a sexual deviant. And it's really unacceptable.
We don't know that he's a sexual deviant. We haven't, you know, harassment is one thing. Being a deviant is something else. I'm not sure what you're talking about, but let's try to stick to the facts here. I do want to ask you, what do you think the Democrats should be doing now that these most recent charges have been filed and it's public knowledge?
I think they should condemn him in the strongest terms. You alluded to Greg's point about people hammering on, you know, the Democrats hammering on Republicans to distance themselves from their presidential nominee. And from a personal standpoint, I've been very clear in my statements and on my social media page that I am no fan of Donald Trump. And I like to consider myself as being, you know, principled on the issues, and principled that if one side does it, doesn't make it okay for the other side. And the Democrats are being very hypocritical, asking every Republican elected official to distance himself from Donald Trump, and yet going down and providing financial resources and backing Brian Banks 100%.
Tony Dodd is the executive director of Michigan Freedom Fund, the conservative group which criticized Democrats for supporting Representative Brian Banks, who faces new felony charges. Stateside contacted Democratic State Party Chair Brandon Dillon's office several times for a response. We did not hear back from him.